Well, folks, we had a very active weather situation across the Ozarks on Saturday evening, and we kind of expected that. I did a number of stories on Friday here at Missouri Net where we visited with Corey Rothstein, who's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Springfield. And really, the area Corey told us about on Friday was spot on. It did go a little bit further north than we were anticipating. And joining us right now to talk about what happened Saturday evening and all the warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings is Justin Titus. He's also a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Springfield. Justin, know you're busy. So your office issued yesterday evening 9 tornado warnings, 21 severe thunderstorm warnings. Very active night.
Yeah, it sure was an active night. We had thunderstorms across pretty much the entire forecast area that we cover, and many of those were severe thunderstorms.
In terms of the tornado warnings that were issued, I have seen, and we have an affiliate in Osage Beach, JT Gertz, our news director there, and he has sent us pictures of what appears to be a shopping area and a number of businesses that are very heavily damaged there. Luckily, I don't believe there's any injuries. Do you guys know at this point if that was a tornado, straight line winds, or have you had any sort of confirmation on what would have caused that?
Well, right now, in that damage in Osage Beach, based on we've seen some drone footage, some video on the ground, we've had some interactions with the emergency manager up there. It's looking like it's straight line winds, and so that's something we can still receive new information on and update as we go. But right now, preliminarily, looking like straight line winds.
Appears to be straight line winds. Do you have a guesstimate or an estimate on how many miles an hour the winds? Because that really looked like a lot of damage.
We don't have an estimate on miles per hour at this point. We'll be continuing to kind of stack up that evidence and make that determination over the coming days.
Just a couple of quick follow-ups here, Justin Titus from the National Weather Service in Springfield, and then we'll let you go. Any other areas? I know you issued 9 tornado warnings, your office, and also 21 severe thunderstorm warnings. Any other areas that received some damage worth mentioning? I've heard Dixon was impacted. Any areas, other areas you could talk about beside Osage Beach?
Yeah, Dixon's the other area right now that we know of, and we could still find more as more information pours in. But that Dixon area north of Waynesville got hit pretty hard, had some mobile homes flipped over and some other damage up in that area.
Any idea if that was straight line winds or is that still under investigation?
That is still under investigation. Right now it's kind of leaning towards straight line winds, but I think we need more evidence to make that final case.
Final question for you, and then I'll give you the final word here, Justin, and that is survey teams. Has the National Weather Service in Springfield, it's kind of a rare thing to have weekend storms, although it does happen from time to time. Have you guys sent out survey teams? Is that something that would be done this week to go into some of those areas?
Yeah, the survey team piece is still coming together, and we base that on what we're seeing out in the field as far as evidence. So we'll be making that determination coming up too. It's really early, a little bit early to say yes or no on that at this point.
I guess the last point I'll make, and then I'll give you the final word, is your colleague Corey Rothstein said it best, and we did a number of previews. I know the radio stations in that area, TV, did as well. But he emphasized being weather aware, and he emphasized having multiple ways to receive the weather warnings, including fresh batteries and radios, etc. That's so important, and to the best of my knowledge, we didn't have any serious injuries anywhere, as far as I know.
Yeah, and even if you don't get tornadoes, we can see that severe thunderstorms with strong straight-line winds can be just as damaging as a weak tornado. So we're going into our secondary severe weather season in the fall and even early winter, where we get a lot of severe weather here in the Ozarks. So now's a good time to be weather aware and make sure you have those ways to receive the warnings.
Anything you'd like to add that I didn't bring up, feel free, Justin.
I think we're good. Thank you.